One of the things about embarking on this series of things that I don't believe is that it begs the question, who cares? And that's fair. Who cares what I believe one way or the other? Everyone needs to be fully persuaded in his or her own mind in the spirit of Romans chapter 12, verse 5. I have no significance. I have no weight to throw around. And I'm not trying to prove anything. What I'm intending to do, and I don't know how well it will work, is to tweak, to jab, to get people to think past the evangelical frosting that's out there.
Yes.
And to come to a belief system that could stand up. Last time I talked about why I don't believe in the originals. And today I want to spend a little bit of time on why I do not believe in intelligent design. I believe in the Creator God of the Bible.
Amen.
I believe the literal account of Genesis 1 through 6. Intelligent design, it is said to be a scientific approach, and intelligent design adherents want no part of being called creationists. They don't want to be called creation scientists. Intelligent design is not the same thing as creationism, and I take that from the Center for Science and Culture, who coined the term intelligent design. It's their words that intelligent design is not creationism. So I'm good with what they say it isn't. And what they say it isn't is it's not what I am. Bible believing. I believe in the creation that is in my Bible. Which, by the way, is where? Intelligent design, according to the proponents of it, is neither Darwinist nor biblically based, and it does not want to have any association with any quote-unquote sacred text. Rather, it is a, according to them, scientific method whereby they investigate the phenomena which exist, and they see the complexity, they see elements of design, and from that empirical evidence from nature, they seek to ascertain what inferences can be drawn from that evidence. Creationism would go to the Bible and say, here's what happened. Intelligent design, by its own terminology, is agnostic. Well, a Gnostic is a knower. An agnostic is one who doesn't know. The reason why I think it's important, if this is in any way important, this little series, to include that I don't believe in intelligent design is because it's become a default position for the churches. And they'll be proponents of intelligent design rather than creation. What they're doing is co-opting themselves into the scientific agnosticism of the intelligent design community, rather than standing with God and His Bible. Now, there's a reason for that. Churches, since Darwin, which is back in Civil War times, churches have backed away from believing the Bible as it stands. And one of the theories that was introduced in order to get rid of a six-day creation was the gap theory between Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1:2. And the gap theory, what people like to say, it's not a gap theory, it's a gap fact. And what they've done is they put room for evolution, room for billions of years between the first two verses in your Bible. That accommodation was something so firmly entrenched, you'll find it diagrammed in Clarence Larkin's books. Intelligent design uses words such as approximately 10,000 years ago, and you hear churches talk that way, and they will want to introduce intelligent design into the classrooms, and their church school teaches intelligent design. That's not Bible.
No.
The Bible doesn't deal with about 10,000 years. The Bible is much more specific than that, and it's right at 6,000 years.
Yes.
So intelligent design is said to be a scientific theory with no association to any sacred text for the church community to warm up to the language, for the church community to be proponents of an agnostic position, speaks more to the condition of the church than it does to the condition of the scientific community.
Yeah.
The accommodation that the scientific community has to make to the fact that there's some stuff out there that doesn't look like it evolved, it looks like it was architected, is their problem. I don't have that problem as a Bible believer. I know God is a baseball fan because of verse 1, in the big inning, right? I know from verse 1, in the beginning God created the heaven. It's a creator God, and I take it as it says it. When the most common attack on my Bible-believing position is offered, look how old this is, look how old that is, I know this. Had you been present in the garden, you would have seen a full-grown man. You would have not seen a sperm and an egg. You would have seen God create with the appearance of age already on it. Adam and Eve have rivers in the garden. Were a geologist to walk up to that river, he could tell you how old it was, no doubt millions and billions and billions of years. Because look at all the erosion. God created a machine that was already running. And that machine had the appearance of age by the way we measure things. The way we measure things has been wrong so many times. There's doubts to this day about the accuracy of the Hubble constant. And the Hubble constant determines the measurement of everything. So there's doubts to this day about the accuracy of it. I don't have doubts with respect to the accuracy of my Bible. So unlike the Baptists and the Methodists and the Presbyterians, I don't believe in intelligent design. I believe in literal biblical creationism.
Yes.
That separates me from about 98% of practicing Christianity. There's me, you, and a little old lady in Alabama, and that's about it.
Yep.
Most folks have co-opted, and it's always, and I've said this to you before, it's always clever to see the horse the devil rides in.
Yes.
He's so clever. All the boys and girls all love dinosaurs.
Yeah.
That's the horse the devil rides in on. the number one comedy on TV with 5 Emmy nominations right now, Big Bang Theory. And they sing the Big Bang Theory to you every time the show is on. The horse the devil rides in on. I don't know if you've ever watched it. It's a silly comedy. But all scientists, there's this knuckle-headed woman. She's the Christian.
Yeah.
And she's made sport of at most every turn.
Yes.
The horse the devil rides in on. Gone with the Wind introduced cussing to the movies. The horse the devil rides in on. It is just amazing how clever. Well, you can't screen out the F word from the coach on the sidelines. The horse the devil rides in on. And evolution, Darwinian evolution, in opposition to your Bible, is quite a famous argument from Dayton, not Ohio, but Dayton, Kentucky, where there was a rather famous trial. And the concept of Bible-believing Christians being Neanderthals,
yeah,
being knuckleheads. I remember one lady who hated my newspaper column in the Beaver Creek Daily News. She hated it so much she couldn't stop from writing interminable letters to the editor about what a Neanderthal that man is. So, to be a Bible believer and to say that you believe in the six-day account of creation and that you believe your Bible literally, for most people, puts you in the special learning class with the 70 IQ boys.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the idea that maybe you've actually read The Origin of the Species rather than just heard of it. Maybe you have it in your own library and aren't afraid of it. Is something folks would never think possible in Bible-believing Christianity. The amazing thing that you'll find when you read The Origin of the Species is how much of it is surmised.
Yes.
A whole lot of guesswork going on.
Yeah.
A whole lot of storytelling. When you see a particular lizard, you tell a story about why he's the way that he is. You'll get that on every animal program that National Geographic ever presents. Well, why? If most of the birds are mottled and brown so that they can camouflage themselves, is he bright red? Answer? So that he would blend in with fire engines.
Yes.
You have to make up a story.
Yeah.
My favorite bird, and we get a lot of lovely birds. We just saw a big old hooty owl fly a bird right yesterday, but is the northern flicker. The northern flicker has a red diamond on his head. He has a black diamond collar. His breast is white with dots. His back has a ladder arrangement. They're called ladder backs. Black, white, black, white, black, white, black, white. He looks like he was designed by a committee. And when they got done designing him, they said, well, we got yellow left over. They put that under his wings. There's no yellow on top of the bird, but when he raises his wings, it's all yellow.
Yeah.
He's got stripes, he's got dots, he's got diamonds, he's got collars, he's got different... What did he evolve to do? Oh, and he's got a black mustache. Which, by the way, isn't straight, it's a lovely teardrop shape. What a trick! Well, there's so many things such as that that are inexplicable. In attempting to explain the inexplicable, intelligent design is meant to get us away from Bible Christianity, get us away from the God of the Bible, and put us knowing that this doesn't look like it's just happenstance. And that's the position of intelligent design. Now, intelligent design adherents believe that the natural world as we see it, my northern flicker, could not have occurred entirely by chance. In 1802, a gentleman named William Paley famously said, and it's a quote that's come down through a couple centuries, that there is a divine watchmaker. And that analogy of making a watch is something that intelligent designers use in their literature. But they don't think God made the watch, and they certainly don't think he did it according to Genesis 1 through 6. Intelligent design creationism is an oxymoron. Intelligent design would not want to use the word creationism. It's pejorative. It speaks to a creator God, a creator intelligence, and they don't want to go there. Intelligent design goes out of its way to, in its writings, throw barbs at the Bible and any other sacred text that's out there. For creationists, supposedly, church folks, people who say they believe the Bible, to use intelligent design terminology is a cowardly cop-out, and they're going to lose.
Yes.
Darwin had a tremendous influence, and still does, with his book, which was written in 1859, was an immediate sellout, by the way. And the idea of natural selection was one that he put in place that has permutations. You've heard of the law of unintended consequences? There are unintended consequences that come from natural selection and Darwinism.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get to that in a little bit. There was found in 1856, Civil War time, a skull cap. Now, the skull cap had a bit of a brow bone on both sides. And so it was a smaller skull cap than a human, but bigger than most apes, and it had brows that extended in the skull cap, so it was given a name. And the Neanderthal man was ostensibly 40,000 years old. 3 years later, Darwin writes his book, The Origin of the Species. In 1891, teeth were found. The teeth were in a portion of the jawbone. The whole of the discovery is about the size of a golf ball. And from that, we get Java Man, and we date him 800,000 years old. In 1912, a skull cap, not terribly dissimilar from Neanderthal Man, was found with a jawbone, although the two were found in different locations at different times.
Right.
The jawbone was rather L-shaped and extended quite, protruded quite a bit compared to the line of the skull cap. And so that was thought to be the intermediate species. between humanity and apes. And that was called the Piltdown Man, and he was said to be a million years old. It wasn't until 40 years later, when drilling into the jawbone, it was found that it's a pig. It was a pig's bone. And it was a hoax.
Yes.
That had everyone enamored with the scientific world for 40 years. Now, in between was something called the Tong Child. The Tong Child has as its entire evidence a fossilized section of a brain that is about the size of a tennis ball. From that, you extrapolated a person that was 2 million years old. Louis Leakey is said to have made the greatest advance in the understanding of human progenitors by associating them with their tools. And the more rudimentary the tools, and the older the rock strata in which the tools were found, if you found a bone with a rudimentary tool in a rock strata, you then could date the bones based on the tools. I've watched monkeys pick up a stick, put the stick in an ant hole and pull it out and eat the ants off the stick.
Yes.
Monkeys have used tools. Mm-hmm. But Louis Leakey used that method. And it was Mary Leakey that actually found the skull cap. In fact, she found two. That's amazing. Louis Leakey had looked for 40 years. What was he looking for? He knew what he was looking for. Mm-hmm. He decided before he started looking what he was looking for.
Yes.
Louis Leakey is sick. He can barely get up. He's got smallpox. He's sick. He's going to die. So Mary finds. Just amazing, the coincidence.
Yes, it is.
And because there were rudimentary stone tools, he could date it based on the rock strata and the tools. So had you gone by 2 weeks ago and tossed this supposedly 40,000-year-old skullcap into Louis Leakey's dig, one of you would have said it's 40,000 years old, the other would have said it's 1.8 million.
How do you date the rock?
How do you date the rock? Well, by the fossils. How do you date the fossils? Well, by the rock. Some of us call that circular reasoning.
Yeah.
In 1974, 50 bone segments were found, and that was said to be Lucy, found in Ethiopia, and she's said to be 3.5 million years old. So they keep backing it up and backing it up for the age of humanity. If you took the skull cap, the key, the teeth, even the hoax of the pig bone and the skull cap, the fossilized brain portion, the pig bone, the tools, and the 50 bone segments, and you put them all together, they fit in your wastebasket.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Who is going to be elected in November? Let's ask, let me try and pick one person on the planet. What they've done with the tiniest of samples is extrapolate results that match what they were looking for.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wow. If anybody. If Gallup said,
well, we know this poll is good, we checked with one person,
you'd laugh him to scorn.
Yeah.
Well, the new Quinnipiac poll is out, and we know how dependable they got one college kid to answer the question. It's amazing that the guy that found the palm child, it's a hunk of a fossilized brain segment. It's no bigger than a tennis ball. Well, he put his calipers around the brain segment and said, well, then the skull must be this big. And if the skull is this big, well, then it must be on an animal this big. And if it's a skull segment like this, that can't be an animal. It's got to be a missing link. It's all extrapolation.
Yes.
I believe my Bible as it stands.
Yes.
Now, what really bothers me more than the intelligent designers and the evolutionists and the Darwinian people is how the body of Christ has given up on its Bible and accepted the current of science, falsely so called,
yes,
as if it were true and as if it were real. I have been co-opted in my own language more than once,
yes,
and as best my frail little brain can do it, I try to discipline myself. I don't call it any longer fossil fuels.
No.
Fossil fuels requires billions of years, requires a big stack of fossils.
Well,
I use the term. It's the horse the devil rides in on.
Yes.
So the assumption is that I can't imagine the stack of dinosaurs it takes just for Chevys.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. Well, it's important, I think, to make the point that God in Genesis is totally obnoxious. In Genesis chapter 1, in verse 1, he says, in the beginning, God. Oops for atheism. Oops for agnosticism.
Yeah.
God. He says, in the beginning, God created. Oops for inert matter becoming people. Hydrogen atoms, given enough time, go to college. In the beginning, God. So much for polytheism. God created. So much for pantheism.
Yes.
God isn't the creation. God created the creation. God is apart from the creation. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. God created. And by the way, God has one O in it.
Yes.
Today, God has been changed to doing good.
Yes.
And you get to go to heaven by being good.
Yes.
Rather than believing God.
Yes.
In the beginning, God created. A singular God, apart from the elements of creation, created. God created. So much for happenstance and fatalism. Something that is replacing heaven and hell and the concept of doing right because it's pleasing to God is karma.
Yes.
And perhaps the most ungodly entertainer in the last century, John Lennon, after he got done saying, imagine there's no heaven, imagine there's no hell, sang a song about how instant karma is going to get you. And you do good because what goes around comes around. No. You do good because it's the right thing to do. If there's a reward, great. If there isn't, great. God created. God created a singular heaven. All the new Bibles need to get that. And the heaven, that outer space, that's not a big bang. The heaven and the earth. Now, the earth is made up of elements and matter and chemicals, and the whole atomic table is there. God created and put that all in place. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 destroys evolution until the Christians come along and create a gap theory and create intelligent design and theistic evolution. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 denies pantheism, denies materialism. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 denies other gods and puts in place the Creator God of the universe.
Amen.
You're one verse into the Bible and you have alienated and offended many different belief systems.
Yes.
Which are becoming prevalent when actually they should have been relegated to the dustbin of history a long time ago. So, as a Bible-believing believer in creationism, I avoid the business of apologetics.
Yes.
What apologetics will attempt to do is to do the measurements on Noah's Ark and tell you how many freight cars can get in it. Well, that's fun. But what if you don't like the number? Does your Bible lose its position because the math you did might not work? Apologetics attempts, and I've got here a book on from Ken Ham, what happened to the dinosaurs? Was it really an ice age? Who was Cain's wife? All the questions that people who don't want to believe the Bible are quick to ask. So, I don't need to be an apologist for my Bible. I need to be a believer. It's gotten so far now that in this book, Science and Religion, Are They Compatible? The people that they got together for this book say that they are. The only way you can say that is not believe what this book says.
Exactly.
So, who do you get as your great exemplars of Christianity? Well, you get such wonderful people as Stephen Jay Gould. You got Richard Dawkins in here, who's an atheist. Arthur C. Clarke, who's an atheist. The Christians, ostensibly, who defend the Christian position, are so United Church of Christ liberal.
Yeah.
They make the President of the United States, who's a United Church of Christ product, look like an absolute fundamentalist.
Wow.
Which he's not. And the Center for Inquiry, and I'm a member of it, and I get the Skeptical Inquirer magazine, which attacks Christianity at every opportunity, was assisted by Ranjit Sandhu, S-A-N-D-H-U, to present the Christian side of things. Books attacking Darwin have gotten almost to the apocryphal point. The stories out there that Darwin converted on his deathbed because of the structure of the human eye never happened. A lot of things in Christian circles never happened. The president of Procter & Gamble did not say that they are a satanic organization.
No.
And pray to the devil.
No.
The moon and the stars the Procter & Gamble logo was not devil worship.
No.
Amway sells soap, and they really liked that when it was going around. There is no survey. There is no petition that you can sign that would get anything done with respect to getting rid of House Bill number 220, which is going to ban God from the $1 bill. And there's never been such a House Bill.
No.
Christians tilt at windmills when there aren't even windmills. One of the ancillary effects of Darwin's theory of evolution and natural selection comes forth when you start with Lucy 3.5 million years ago and you morph into different variations in the so-called family tree. What you end up with is this one isn't as far evolved as that one. And this one is kind of in between. Do I have to tell you where you put Japheth and Shem and Ham? So here comes the nice lady who founded Planned Parenthood and said, well, black people are more ape-like. They are not as evolved. It wouldn't hurt if we eradicated them. Called eugenics. Planned Parenthood has a sad heritage, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
Now, as recently as this month, in the Flaming Torch Baptist magazine, is an article called End Time Events Happening Before Our Eyes. I'll use this in the next hour, but I'll use it here as well. And these end time events happening before our eyes, you're into the first column of the article, and he talks about the history of the Jews. Noah had three sons, Ham, Shem, and Japheth. Noah, his wife, and the three sons were the only survivors of the great flood. Therefore, all humanity descended from the three sons of Noah. Ham was the ancestor of the African races. Japheth was the ancestor of the European Caucasians. And Shem was the ancestors of brown, yellow, and red skin races, which included the Jews. And this is as fresh as today's edition of the Flaming Torch, Don Edwards magazine, and we'll deal with that more in the next hour. So, don't act as if, oh, Brother McLean, you're talking about stuff that ain't. So, it's number one, so.
Yes.
And the fact that folks hide it and pretend like it's not so doesn't change anything.
No.
The effect, then, of Darwinian evolution, natural selection, and the findings, which you could put the whole pile of bones in one wastebasket, the extrapolated results, the stories told. And Christians kind of buying into it with intelligent design and theistic evolution, puts you eventually into the position of deciding who's winning the evolutionary race. And puts your money on the winning horse. Eugenics. Now, it's an amazing thing. The conflict which exists in political correct piety is we're all equal. But we evolved. You're double-minded. That's why you're unstable in all your ways.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's why we've got a black president now. Racism's all. The reason why it won't go away, folks, is it's in the fabric.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And churches teach the very fabric of Darwinian evolution, natural selection, based on a bunch of jibber jabber, based on a bunch of guesswork, and extrapolated conclusions from spurious evidence. Have a nice day. Christians are their own worst enemy because they get away from this book. And fall into all these tender traps.
Yeah.
Which you might say is the horse the devil rode in. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I am unabashed, unapologetic. I am a King James, Bible believing, mid-acts, Pauline, dispensations.
Amen.
I don't care to be an intelligent designer. I'm not interested in any of your apologetics particularly. I take my Bible literally. I believe what it says to whom it says it. And the six-day account, well, it's easier. Just be objective. It's easier. I'm going to put a black dot on the whiteboard. I'm going to try to make as tiny one as I can. You might not even be able to see it. Oh, I'll draw an arrow. That black dot is bigger than all the stars and all the comets and all the planets and all the universes. That's what they started out as.
Yeah.
Smaller than that. Mm. So compact. Shouldn't somebody be saying, really? Really? And that exploded. Mm-hmm. And it exploded so that it expanded through this vast what?
Yeah.
Well, it's 86% dark matter, 17% dark energy. We don't know what either of those things are.
Right.
And it exploded through all of that and coalesced and became planets with rings and planets with holes in them and planets and all kinds of stars and galaxies. And it just became all that. So we're here on the Earth and we got these other planets that go around this sun of ours. They're all circling. And we've got a telescope from a third planet from the sun, and we look out way over here, and we see stuff. Now, the measurement of how far over here is based on something we're not sure is right.
Yeah.
The Hubble constant. But we see this stuff over here, and you know what we're seeing over here? Wow, it's so far away. And light travels at a determinate speed. We're looking back in time.
Wow.
So the further out we look, the older light. Okay?
Okay.
You with me so far? That's what they teach you. That's what they tell you.
That's what they're telling you.
If you're looking way back in time, billions of years back in time, to older life, wouldn't that mean its physical location was here somewhere?
Yeah.
Because didn't it take time to get there?
Oh, yes.
Then how can you see it there?
Maybe it's not there by the time the light comes back.
The whole thing is wild as a March hare.
Yes. Yes.
It's Looney Tunes and merry melodies.
Yes.
That's awful.
Yeah.
And it's the horse the devil rides in on.
Yes.